Today is the last day, the last session of the February camp, and it is a grace that very naturally we have gone through the three chapters, especially on the supermind, and tomorrow being the 17th anniversary of the supramental manifestation, it is a special blessing and a grace. Because one of the things that we learn from the gospel of the supermind, if we may use the word, is that there is nothing which is random, nothing which is chance. Everything has been seen, foreseen, and every bit of the journey is mapped out somewhere. We have to discover it. We move in our ignorance, and therefore we do not know. We feel as if we are caught up, but actually there is a hand that holds us, there is a vision that upholds us, there is a power that leads us despite ourselves. And one of the first things that one learns is, oh, what a wonder, what a joy. Quite naturally, the second thing we learn from this gospel of the supermind is that there is hope for everyone. None is condemned. In everyone, the supermind is working. Today or tomorrow, sooner or later, this earth, this creation is destined to grow divine. Why? Because the supermind is there. At the fount, at the origin, at the base, everywhere. So now with this background, we can summarize a little bit of what we have read. First, what is the supermind? The term can be used in a very general way for everything above the mind. And Shurvindu says that's not how it has to be used. Because above the mind, there are ranges of consciousness which yogis have accessed. And they have used the word spiritual quite rightly. But Shurvindu differentiates between the spiritual and the supermind. These ranges of consciousness, higher mind, illumined mind, intuitive mind, overmind, and with many, many subgrades. So all these ranges are part of what Sri Aurobindo calls as the spiritual mind. And why he qualifies it still as mind is because the mind by its nature divides, and the last division that it creates it between world and God. Therefore, the vision of these spiritual planes, high as they go and beautiful they are, yet they do not solve the riddle of creation. This is one part. Equally, we cannot use the word supermind in a very general way as the transcendent, because transcendent, everything beyond the overmind in a way is transcendent. So transcendent is Satchidananda, absolute. Transcendent is Parabrahman. Transcendent is supermind. So there is a very specific meaning given to this term based on Sri Aurobindo's experience. And that experience is that we live in this hemisphere, lower hemisphere of ignorance. And by ignorance is meant that we are under the spell of the power of division. And this division, as we have said, that as we go down and down, say at the material level, this seems so absolute. Your body, my body, table, chair, everything appears totally separate. Not just distinct, but separate. Of course, mentally we can conceive there is a oneness, but it seems very separate. In the world of life, we see that there is a mingling and intermixture. Emotions can mingle, vital energies can mingle, but still, there is the sense of separation. In the mind, we may try to unify thoughts and mind by different processes, but yet, the divisive principle operates. Meaning thereby, there is this ideology, this religion, that religion. All of them, science, religion, all the approaches, all of them are in their own way separate. But supermind is the unifying principle. And it doesn't unify just as like, okay, everything is together. It leads each thing to its own proper truth. And in that truth, they find their natural home and they unite without losing their distinctiveness. So what does the supermind do? It doesn't create separateness, but it keeps the distinctiveness even in the unity. Say if somebody were to look from the supramental standpoint at the different religions, it will say each religion has helped mankind, but none has led it to the ultimate perfection. So because it puts everything in its right place, and yet it unifies. It will not create a division between religion and science. It will say these are two different approaches toward the one. So in that there is a unification, but also the distinctiveness. So supermind is the principle of unity. Here we live in a world of division and therefore ignorance. And in supermind there is unity, but unity without losing the distinctiveness. That's why supermind can solve the riddle of this world. But beyond the supermind, though the term becomes meaningless beyond the supermind, and yet for the sake of understanding, beyond the supermind there is just oneness. So there is oneness without multiplicity. So in that state of oneness where we do not see the multiplicity, again we don't have the solution to the riddle of this creation. We can arrive at oneness, at the one absolute, and then we can be done away with everything. But the supermind holds the secret of oneness as well as multiplicity, and therefore the original plan of creation, ekoham bahushyam, which in English we translate roughly by inadequately by saying unity in diversity. That's what the creation is meant for. You can't blur diversity and arrive at unity. Then the plan is gone. Equally, you can't finish off unity that there is no unifying consciousness, only diversity. That's another in ignorance. So supermind can expresses itself on the basis of unity and in diversity. So it is the intermediate plane between the Satchidanand, Sat, Chit, Ananda, the three planes of the higher hemisphere, and the three planes of the lower hemisphere, mind, life, body. Supermind is the link, but it also belongs to the higher hemisphere, Parardh, simply because its basis is oneness. So all the planes which act on the basis of oneness belong to the higher divine worlds. In supermind, the oneness is there, on that basis the action is there, but taking into account the diversity. Here, these planes in which we dwell, mind, life and body, these are called the lower hemisphere, aparardh. Meaning thereby, here the basis is not oneness but division. And therefore, without the supramental manifestation, there can be no ultimate unity. And not only unity, harmony. Harmony is a little different from unity. What is harmony? Harmony is where everything is there, but in its right place. Rit chit. So supermind is not just unity. It is also rit chit. It sets into motion the rhythms of creation, where each thing should be, according to the divine truth, not according to my wish, my liking, my desire, my fancy, but according to the divine vision. So we can understand when supermind comes, what is going to happen. We'll touch that in a moment. Where is the supermind? Of course, beyond the highest mind, beyond the overmind. It is there in its own home, in all its splendor. But here too, it is involved in the entire creation. Why? Because it is the power that determines all things secretly. It is the real idea, like the seed which is in everything. And because of that, there is an order in spite of chaos, apparent chaos, accident. There is an order which is constantly maintained in creation. Why? Because supermind is involved. This is called as the involved supermind. And it is evolving through a process of long complex evolution. What is meant by evolving? Slowly it is emerging. Like the sun comes out of the night. Is the sun absent during night? No, it is there. But the earth is covered by darkness. It is turned away from the sun, whatever we may say. But the sun is there. So too, supermind has always been there in the entire history of earth creation. But it has been covered by the veil of ignorance, mind, life and body. Therefore, it has not acted directly. It has acted from behind. Why? That Sri Aurobindo will tell us later, but for the moment we can say it is enough. Are we ready to receive the direct manifestation of the sun? No. We cannot. So it has, right now, the journey in ignorance is a preparation to be prepared for the direct manifestation of the supermind. It is, our mental evolution has reached up to a point and now is the time for supermind. Why? Because mind has been accelerated mode of evolution, especially in the last 100 years. Since Sri Aurobindo and the mother have set their feet upon earth, mind has accelerated. Last 100 years, see what it has not done. AI is the latest. But these are all mental things. Now the mind, after a certain point of evolution, has to burst beyond itself. And in that bursting, what is the next stage of evolution? It is the supermind. So in terms of evolution, it is new. So it's a new creation. But in terms of involution, it is the original power, ancient of the ancients. And yet it is new with regard to earth. Supermind is always there, has always been there. But there is a place where supermind is also there. One is the original home, second is involved in creation, in matter. And that was so beautiful. It is the Lord of all existence. He is seated in the heart of all things as the Lord of all existence. When we speak about supermind, supramental, we have a tendency to speak of it very impersonally. Because Sri Aurobindo has said in the beginning, he is putting it in philosophical terms. So therefore, he says, this is God. But he says, but we are talking about the principle. So there are two ways of looking at God, the divine being as a being. But equally we can say that God is Sachid Anand. There is the principle of existence, the principle of consciousness, principle of force, principle of Ananda. So there is a tendency to often speak about it very impersonally, as if it's just a principle. It is a being. And that supramental being is seated in the heart. Why? Because it is the truth consciousness, the power of the Lord, the knowledge of the Lord. That is supermind. It is the knowledge of the Lord, power of the Lord, delight of the Lord, all acting upon this world. So simply to say the Lord is seated, obviously when he is seated with all his splendor. And therefore, one of the simplest approaches to the supermind, to have a glimpse, is through the heart. In fact, Mother says that through a psychic emotion, you can come in contact with the supermind much more easily than through an high intellectual approach. It's not denied. Even Sri Aurobindo says that in the course of evolution, there will be two kind of subspecies. He said it jokingly. But as we know, Sri Aurobindo's jokes are also very profound. So it says one will be homo psychicus, taking clue from the homo sapiens erectus. Homo psychicus will go through the heart. So this kind of a superman will be very deep and profound. And homo intellectualis, who will be high and wide. And both have to be together, of course. In the beginning it may seem they are two different subspecies evolving towards. So it is also seated in the heart of all creatures. So this is about the supermind, the real idea. The power of God and his knowledge, which is inherent in everything. Then what else is supermind? It is the power that differentiates all the multiple worlds. So without the supermind, there is Sachidanand, absolute. He doesn't care. All this world of relativity is beyond, beyond, beyond. So there is an absolute existence of the divine, if you use the word. But that is nothing to do with this relativity. And that's what, when we seek or we get some glimpse of that, we declare this is all Maya. But the same Lord, absolute Sachidanand, he enters into the mood, if we may use the word, instead of mode. Mode is more mechanical. Mood of creation, wills to create. Then the same Sachidanand, the absolute, is now ready to engage with this world of relativity. And that mood of Sachidanand, or that will of Sachidanand, and the knowledge which is there, that which is turning towards creating, what does it first, what emerges out of him? or her or it or that is the truth consciousness. That is the supermind. So he acts on the basis of truth. So the third aspect is, it is truth consciousness. This truth consciousness is not my truth and your truth. It is not legal truth. It is not social truth. It is not religious truth. It is not even occult truths. It is the truth which has gone originally into creation. Satyam. And it is about this Satyam that it has been said in the Upanishad. Satyameva jayate nanritam satyena pantha vitato devayana. It is truth that wins. It is not about a court case, legal battle where I am right, my patta is. No, these are all movements in ignorance. This means that ultimately the divine is the origin, the buck stops there, and he will call the last shot. Whichever way creation goes, whichever way we may go, ultimately truth will win. Meaning thereby, whatever in the original vision of truth he has seen and foreseen and forewilled, that will end up manifesting. So who are we? That also we read. Where did we begin our journey? We read yesterday, the Jivatma in the supermind, when he, that one brings out of himself multiple centers of concentration initially. That's why they are a portion of, Jiva is a portion of the Lord. And as these multiple centers of concentration come out, they are the Jivatma. But Sri Aurobindo makes a distinction between Jivatma up there and the Jivatma as it enters into the lower triple world for the purpose of evolution. There he uses the word central being. Here, through evolution, it becomes the psychic being. When we discover the psychic being and join with the central being, described in Savitri beautifully, then we become fully aware. What is the original plan of the divine for us? Before that, we are groping in darkness. So this is about the supermind, where it is, what are its, it's omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent. Because that knowledge is everywhere, that power is everywhere. So omnipresent, omniscient, omnipotent. But this omnipotence and omniscience does not act like an arbitrary miracle, even though it can do that. Why? Because it has let into motion something known as the divine law. It is the origin of the original law of God, if you want to put it like that, divine law. And we have a beautiful term for it, Satya Dharmaya. And that divine law is not about do's and don'ts. It is about a set of attitudes through which we move in this great evolutionary journey. There are those attitudes which take us closer to that law, and those attitudes that veil that law from us. So everything that takes us closer to the law is the right attitude. And we have a beautiful Indian word, dharma. Satya dharma, swadharma, yug dharma, dharma of everything. So anything that takes us closer. So that's why the mother says it's a set of attitudes, not a set of acts. One of the distinctions Sri Aurobindo makes in one of his writings between the Indian and European way of looking at life. He says Europeans see the actions and Indian thought has seen the motive, attitude behind. So we have this divine law, its origin is supermind, and it is not a book where you can write for all times. It unfolds itself as we evolve. So it is infinite, it is plastic. It doesn't have a fixed thing for all times, because time and space have emerged from that. So it is not fixed. Here our finite mind fixes for all times. Everybody must do this, everybody must wear a dress like this, must act like that. No, as we evolve, field of evolving dharma, what applies at one stage of evolution doesn't apply at another. What applies for one layer of humanity doesn't apply at another. So in the supramental vision, there are layers of evolutionary humanity. The mother speaks about that. She says that there will be one layer which is not ready for the supermind. Don't disturb them. because they have to evolve through the process. And if we try to suddenly pick up a child, we think all is same, all are equal. But when you pick up a child from standard 5 and suddenly put in class 11, you may be happy, but the child is not. He'll collapse. He has to go through 6th, 7th, 8th. So there is one layer of humanity which is not ready, which will become ready. Let's put it like that. There is another layer which is ready to intellectually try and understand, but not ready to live that life. Because that life involves its own taking. You see, aligning to truth is not easy. Mentally understanding is all right, but aligning is very difficult. So that's what the mother has used the word intellectual disciples of Sri Aurobindo. And this is also a preparation. It makes us lifted towards a higher humanity. At least we can have a better, more harmonious life on the basis of this wisdom and knowledge. And there is a third layer which is ready to do all the sacrifices, whatever it needs to cross over. And they are the ones who will be the first picked up, as Sri Aurobindo describes in Savitri, pioneers of that new race. So slowly we will see humanity segregating into this. In the rung which is not open, does not want to open, Mother also says it's quite likely that a large chunk of that humanity may collapse back. It is like an abortive attempt, the word she has used. But let's not talk about that. We are all here. We are, for some reason, the supermind knows it, we can say, qualified. Let's not think more. So this is how the law, the divine law has operated. Right now, under ignorance. So what really happened on 29th February? We see how the mother and Sri Aurobindo were preparing. They could have done it magically. But it would have been transporting children in 5th standard right into suddenly daylight. That wouldn't work. So they were preparing through the ashram life, by breathing that atmosphere, through the works. The mother specifically from 51 to 56, she pours and pours and pours the evening classes. One of the best preparations for the supramental manifestation, both understanding and receiving, is to read from 1951, actually it starts from December 1950, right up to 1957-58. That's the last volume. Because specifically, she knew it is coming. It had come and descended into Sri Aurobindo, but the world was not ready. So everything that is there actually is to prepare us. Whatever we need to prepare ourselves, the mother's volumes from 51 to 57-58 is more than enough. That means from volume 4 to volume 9 of collected works of the mother. It doesn't mean everything is a joy, but I'm saying specifically. So then at a point of time when earth was ready because of the sacrifice of Sri Aurobindo, he made it ready, and that's a long subject. Then on one day, 29th February 1956, we know in the evening meditation in playground, the mother describes, I had a form vaster than the universe. Why? Because supermind is beyond the cosmic consciousness. It holds the cosmos within us. She is in her supramental form. She doesn't use that word. She says, I had a form vaster than the universe of living gold. It's a supramental form. Some people have the rarest grace to see those forms. You read in Champaklal's visions. See, Mother and Sri Aurobindo in the supramental form. Form of living gold. Why it is called gold? One, gold is, in terms of its purity, gold standard. But more specifically, sun. So when is the sun gold? If you ask those who do photography, sun is gold in the first hours of emerging and in the last hour of setting. That is the time you can catch an image of golden sun. Hence the golden day. Meaning thereby, she had a form of living gold. With a large hammer, she struck a blow and broke the lid. What is the lid? That which separates the lower hemisphere, the upper earth, and the higher hemisphere Pararth. Higher hemisphere is supermind and Satchitananda and supermind. Supermind has been known as Mahar Lok, Vigyan Me Lok, and because it is the original cause of creation, it is what can be called as causality. Time, space and the original cause. We keep on thinking of this cause, that cause. This is a language of ignorance. It's needed for us. But it is the original cause. And that causality. So all these four planes and the lower, there was a shield. Why there was a shield? Because we need to be ready for that. So presumably, definitely, because she knows it, something in us was ready to receive, and the door was, with a single blow, it was shattered. And the supramental consciousness, force and light rushed down upon the earth. But there are a few things missing which will come. One is supramental love. Mother says it has the highest intensities. We can't imagine. Why? Because ordinary love is me and you. Tu or me, then tu, me, me. In supramental love, it is the divine in me and the divine in you. That's how Mother One Place says about love. Love is a mighty vibration coming from the one and going to the one. If we don't stand in between, the more we can manifest it. And she says one has to be very strong and wide to express this vibration. So there is supramental love. Its description is there in Synthesis of Yoga very beautifully. Other places also. There is supramental ananda. It is the delight which is at the origin. After that you are absorbed into the absolute, delight of the absolute. But delight as it begins to express itself in creation. Where ananda in everything, and ananda in, as we read the other day, hidden bliss is at the root of things. In everything, in joy, in sorrow, in evil, in good. Everywhere you can feel that vibration of ananda. Supramental ananda. Supramental power. It is omnipotence and omniscience. Why they have not manifested? See, initially, they would must be manifesting. So she sees that if these things were to manifest. One about delight, there is a whole passage. Says man has to have complete freedom from all seeking for pleasure to hold a vibration of that delight. So that stays back. One has to be very strong, wide, mighty to be ready to receive the love. And power, she says that I had a, she saw the future and she says, if the power were to manifest, what a tremendous confusion is going to be there. Because he says, imagine people having the power to mold matter by an act of will. What it can be without the readiness, consciousness, knowledge. So consciousness, knowledge and force. Force which will direct things. But power is in its splendor and glory. So they are also there waiting for to manifest. But first the consciousness, the knowledge and the force, they are preparing us. The light and the force, they are preparing us. That descended into the inconscient. He saw that. What does it mean? It means it is bringing out the hidden supermind, involved supermind. That is the process of all evolution. The planes above, they come down, bring out the plane which is involved below. So there will be, as this supermind begins to emerge from within us, what it is going to do? It is going to put an inner pressure to change. So there will be a double pressure. We are becoming a pressure cooker. Divine pressure cookers. A pressure below, the Agni. And a pressure from above. So, this pressure below is the emergent supermind which creation is feeling. How it is feeling, people don't even know what is happening. There is an extreme degree of restlessness, some kind of seeking. They don't know. Humanity doesn't know what it is seeking, but there is an intense seeking. It is not satisfied with science, religion, sect, cult. It is not satisfied. It is seeking something. Why? Because this restlessness is the supermind emerging. Its rays are going to influence our mind, our thinking, our heart, which cannot be any more cabined within small limits, me and my family. It's automatically happening. Life will begin to try the impossible because the supermind is emerging. The body will lose faith in doctors and medicine. Healers will come. What will healers do? Ultimately, they'll do nothing. They'll say, let there be health. They don't have to say. That's how supermind is going to act. That's what we read, all these things. It has that power over matter, but you can't do it arbitrary miracles. It has to be under the divine law, under the will of God. Mother explained it so beautifully. So don't go after people who are claiming mass healing, all this. No, that is vital power. The mother has one point said this. She said that for a divine being, how does he heal? If he passes by the side of someone and sees illness, and suddenly within its heart there is the urge, let him be healed, and that's the end of the story, then all the forces will align to heal. But it will not do it as a mental rigid rule or formula. He'll not open a shop of supramental healing. Okay, all that will be vital world. So we should know these distinctions, because many things are coming up. So just as supermind is not supra-intellectual mind taken to its genius level. No. It is a different quality altogether. Mind even of a genius, even highest intellectuality, yet cannot conceive the link between matter and the supreme. But for supermind, it is natural, inevitable, because it is the link between the highest and the lowest abysses. That's how supermind can heal this creation, reunite, join, become the bridge. So many terms he has used. So what will be its effect? Pressure from above is pulling human consciousness upward. Man is compelled to turn toward the skies, toward the galaxies, outwardly as well as inwardly. So suddenly you will see that there is a wideness, need for wideness, turning toward the heights. There are people all over the world who are not satisfied with the littleness of human life. They have seen it through. And these are those who are getting ready. They want to see beyond, something greater, beyond. Not the beyond of the moksha, but beyond moksha. What is moksha in this understanding? Moksha is freedom from ignorance. In the higher spiritual mind, one can be freed from ignorance. Equally, by plunging into Sachidanand from any layer, one can be freed from ignorance. But transformation begins after that, because it is nothing else but the divine consciousness. Divine consciousness is truth consciousness. It sees all things together. It acts with a global vision. To be aligned to the divine consciousness, to seek the divine consciousness, is therefore the first task. And because the supermind is seated here, it becomes so much more easy to access through the heart. And then it spreads into all that. That's about the transformation. What is transformation? Which will be the result of the supramental evolution or supramental manifestation? Right now, our mind operates on the basis of ignorance and division. It tries to intellectually conceive unity. But how? By putting pieces together. Or it tries to understand something in particular by cutting and chopping and analyzing this person as contrasted with that person, this tendency as contrasted with that tendency. That's how the mind operates. Or put, join this X, Y, Z, A, B, C, D, all, and you have a unity. But super mind doesn't operate like that, because unity is inherent. It sees spontaneously the truth of each thing and its right place and acts on that basis. So its first action will be to increase the confusion of the world. If you look The previous century, there was a confusion of darkness. Why? Because there was total ignorance and supermind was pressing. So there was confusion, dark forces, all these vital had descended to create utter confusion. But it also ultimately helped in breaking the old world order. But now we are experiencing a divine confusion. Now the divine has entered, he is shifting things. It's like a mom or a super mom enters the room of a most errant child who has thrown things here and there and says, no, that's me, myself. She says, nothing doing. Quietly, when the child is sleeping, she comes and rearranges everything. The child again does the same next day. Again she rearranges. Ultimately, the child gets used to the new order. So it is shifting things all over the world. All comfort zones, geopolitical, all power equations, everything is being shifted tremendously. And we don't like it because we want comfort zones. Comfort zones of the mind and the vital and the ego, no more. So this is the action. It's a divine confusion. It seems confusion to the mind. But actually it is reorienting, readjusting. Because now that divine law is operating in the world on the basis of divine truth. So this is one part. So mental transformation of the mind means this is the spontaneous, supra-intuitive, not even intuitive, because intuitive knowledge is still seeing a part. Supra-intuitive knowledge, which is always there in the mind as a plenary illumination. Whatever you want to know, you will automatically know it, and not in its isolation, in its relation with the whole. All the possibilities that the mind can see will be inherent in the supramental mind or supramentalized mind, but many more which the mind cannot see. Similarly, the supramentalized heart, the supramentalized vital, and eventually the supramentalized physical. So that's a long subject. We'll talk about it later on. So this is the work which is going on. It is known as the supramental manifestation. It is not descent. Descent is an individual phenomena. Sri Aurobindo was experiencing descent. It is possible that some Vedic rishis who saw from afar Satyam, Ritam, Vrahatam may have had experienced, not only glimpse, but may have had received some rays, some sprinklings. But that is an individual phenomena. What is the difference? Individual phenomena is good for the individual. Manifestation means collectivity. That's why it's a collective yoga. That means now a number of human beings are being taken up all over the world. Who are they? Supermind knows how to pick and choose. It does not depend on anything outward. One may be a very religious man and discard it from the supramental point of view. One may be an ascetic and not picked up from the supramental point of view. One may seem like a, monkey, and see how Hanuman is picked up. That's the story. Who will be picked up? The supermind knows. It will reach. You may be anywhere in the world. Doesn't matter. It is everywhere. It will suddenly, when the time comes, it will pick up. And when it picks up, then you have no choice, because now this divine law begins to operate. So this is how it is working in the whole world. And the mother says that we should, what we have to do, we have to be open and receptive. We can use the word to the supermind, but the simplest is to the mother. Why? Because if supermind acts directly, it is operating directly upon the earth, it's truth consciousness. So she says one of the things is truth in thought, truth in speech, truth in feelings, truth in action. Very difficult. But the mother is there giving us grace marks. Because we are not ready. So opening to the mother, it's much simpler, safer. That's what Sri Aurobindo said to a disciple who said, now supermind is everywhere, so anybody can open anywhere. He said, yes, sounds good. But all who have tried it have landed into a horrible cropper. So the mother, open to the mother, become receptive to her. Another thing, it needs wideness. It's a consciousness which is vast. She says, my children, you are small like ego, small little pinpoint. If supermind enters, you'll be smashed. Therefore, equanimity. Therefore, wideness. All this is. Therefore, growth of consciousness is also required. A narrow consciousness cannot hold. It will go totally topsy-turvy. So, growth of consciousness, which comes as we evolve. And plasticity, supermind does not act according to a rigid dogma. Oh, that person has named himself as Swamiji and see all his life he has kept fast on Ekadasi and every possible day and see he wears a gerua and white. He's the right candidate. It doesn't care for these things. You can't deceive it. Whoever tries to do it, when mother was asked, now that the supermind has come, how we can benefit from it? She said, benefit? You want to benefit like a businessman? So the disciples said, no, no, mother, they have come all the way from so and so place. So, because they have come all the way, they want to benefit from the supermind. What have they done? So, then the disciples say, mother, still they want to know what may happen. She says, tell them, they will get a few punches. She says, divine. On the nose. Not somewhere else. Why? Because what will happen? If you are not ready, it is going to break the ego. That's why she said, no, no, no. They wanted to see her. They have come all the way. Can she give us a special darshan at night? She said, no. It's not rith. It is unrith. But we have been doing all this. It knows who, what, when, where, everything it knows. So that's how the supermind. So we should be very careful. She says, because it's an age of truth and falsehood is going to be picked out from every little den. This also we see happening. You want to hide it, you want to cover it, you want to put a neat cover, nice looking, very nice. Oh no. It will chase untruth to the last corner and expose it. And the more you try to hide, the more harsh, severe will be the blow. So to open. How? Not to people that see this is my falsehood. No. To the mother. Surrender it to her. She's not asking us to take a dindora and pito everywhere. Ah, see, I have discovered something wrong in me. We don't even know, by the way, what is wrong and right, because supramental vision is very different. There is, in the supramental vision, about good and evil. Good is a preparation for a greater good. Evil is good in the making or good in the passing. Finished. How are we to understand with the mental vision? Such vastness. One of the things that prepares the mind for this vastness is Shurabindo's thoughts and aphorisms. So all this open, wideness, plasticity, receptivity, equanimity, and of course all the psychological perfection and many things. So I'll just quickly read 5 more minutes, one small little passage. She wants us to be transparent to the divine, to practice endurance. And all that she needs finally is that you must have a yes inside. Ardent will for progress. Not to cling to the past. To open more and more to that light. Aspiration. These are the things which are required. Yes. And there is something very beautiful. She has spoken of it more than 100 years back. We are living in an exceptional time at an exceptional turning point of the world's history. She has said the very atmosphere has changed. The very substance, even there is a supramental chip, if I may use the word, integrated with matter, with substance in the material life. 1958 experience, shortage of time, we'll go into it later on, but those who want to read, material nature has accepted the supermind. Meaning thereby all the children who are going to be born, 60 onwards. Okay? So we all will come, no, eventually. Those who think that they have been born before 60, doesn't matter, we believe in rebirth. Huh? We believe in recycling. Okay? And cyclic time. But all of them will have in their very body this new substance. Whether you like it or not, it is going to push you. Even in matter. And matter is changing. Human body is changing. People will become androgynous. More and more you will see that the man and the woman's body are becoming similar. And all this idea, man-man, woman-woman, woman-man, man-woman, God knows all the things, they'll become redundant. All this is going to happen. Many more things. The child prodigies, we see it all over. Even he rise in the cases of madness because it's breaking all the limits of the human mind. Maybe new diseases may seem to come up because of the resistances of the body. So new ways, new ideas. So this is a vast subject, so I'll not touch on that. So we are living in an exceptional time. Never before, perhaps, did mankind pass through such a dark period of hatred, bloodshed and confusion. And at the same time, never had such a strong, such an ardent hope awakened in the hearts of the people. So where do we have to look for the new creation? She gives us the clue. Indeed, if we listen to our heart's voice, we immediately perceive that we are more or less consciously waiting for a new reign of justice, of beauty, of harmonious goodwill and fraternity. This civilization, which is ending now in such a dramatic way, was based on the power of mind. Those who believe their mind can solve problems continue trying it for the next 1,000 years. And if you don't understand what it means, watch the TV debates where all mental beings come and try to solve the problems of the world when they can't solve the problem in their own home. And they want to have world unity, harmony. Uske baad ghar mein jaake jhagda hota hai. This is the mind. So anyways, those who want to believe in it, this is the old world based on mind. Its finest flower was religion, spirituality and philosophy. Finest flower. They couldn't solve the problem. So it is going to go away or upgrade itself. What it has been to the world, we have not to discuss here. But a new reign is coming, that of the spirit after the human, the divine. Yet, if we have been fortunate enough to live on earth at such a stupendous, a unique time as this one, is it sufficient to stand and watch the unfolding events? Should we just say, hoga, hoga, hove, hove? One day it will happen. Okay, we will see. Sri Aurobindo has prophesied. We don't know whether it will happen or not. Okay. There must have been many monkeys like that who missed the bus to be with Rama. It's okay. It will happen one day. I believe it. I don't believe it. All this has no meaning. For the Superman believes, not believes. Smashed. It is truth vision. I may believe. Doesn't matter. I may not believe, but if the supermind believes, it will pick you up. It may pick up an atheist and transform him into a bhakta of the Lord. And it may leave an atheist stuck with his own belief systems. So it is, that's how it is, very powerful it is. Is it sufficient to stand and watch the unfolding events? So who are those? First step, she says, all those who feel that their heart extends further than the limits of their own person and family, that their thought embraces more than small personal interests and local conventions, all those, in short, who realize that they belong not to themselves or to their family or even to their country, but to God who manifests himself in all countries through mankind, these indeed know that they must rise and set to work for the sake of humanity, for the advent of the dawn. So no more all these. These are not do's and don'ts. If you don't want to, fine. No compulsion, no pressure. But this is where supermind is going to take us. Toward that kind of vastness. So much more. But maybe some other time. I close reading just a few lines from Savitri. The vision of the future. I'll read the last bit. That's the ultimate culmination. Last bit. It has begun to work. Where it will eventually go? To what extent? It's on page 710. The frontiers of the ignorance shall recede. It won't be by an abrupt breaking. We have already spoken of that. From avidya to vidya, you have to go through an enlarging avidya till you go into vidya. That's how we have read that already. That avidyan chamrityum tirthva vidyan chamritam ashnute. You don't rupture it. You embrace and then you go beyond. That's how it is. Those who run away from life, want to escape, it is not for them. The frontiers of the ignorance shall recede. More and more souls shall enter into light. Minds lit, inspired. The occult summoner here. Minds suddenly will be inspired. They will hear the summons. And life blaze with a sudden inner flame. And hearts grow enamored of divine delight. And human wills tune to the divine will. These separate selves, the spirits, oneness feel. These senses of heavenly sense grow capable. This is a supramental sense. This is supramental thought. The flesh and nerves of a strange ethereal joy and mortal bodies of immortality. A divine force shall flow through tissue and cell and take the charge of breath and speech and act, and all the thoughts shall be a glow of suns and every feeling a celestial thrill. I thought of closing, but last 2 more minutes. The golden light, thy golden light came down into my brain. The grey rooms of my mind untouched became a bright reply to wisdom's occult plane, a calm illumination and a flame. Thy golden light came down into my throat. See the whole descent of supermind. Thy golden light came down into my throat, and all my speech is now a song divine. A pain song of thee, my single note. My words are drunk with the immortal's wine. Thy golden light came down into my heart, smiting my life with thy eternity. So what happens to the heart? Now has it grown a temple where only thou art, and all its passions point towards only thee. Thy golden light came down into my feet. My earth is now thy playfield and thy seat. This is the supramental manifestation. We'll close here with a few moments of music. There are some books there which are like Prashad. They can be picked up. 2 different varieties. Calendars are there, but they are very few. They are only 30 number. And I don't want to be like first come, first serve, because that is not the operating system of the supermind. Whoever has not got it and needs, because one has not come in January, they can pick the calendar. But the books are for everybody. Thank you. Can we put on music? Okay.